Hey, we're back. It's Downtown Friday in the snow. It's good hockey weather, I think, huh? Rich Kimble with you, and it's time to talk Black Bear hockey with the voice of the Bears, our friend John Shields. Hi there, John. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Rich. I'm doing good. Went home, battled a little bit of the snow, took the snowblower out, cleaned up the driveway for Mama and the kids, and then I am here at the Alphonse talking to you.
Man, that's a pretty good day right there. We've got some good hockey weather and finally some hockey for the Black Bears. It's been, almost a month since they've played?
It's been a while. It's been a long break. It kind of feels a little odd, to be honest with you. It's like a, this is the time of year that we have this holiday-ish break we have every year with hockey, but it's still, it's kind of weird. You get into the rhythm of the season and you take a break, and we're going to have to kind of jump back into it here.
Well, yeah, the Black Bears before the break were playing some pretty good hockey, riding a 3-game unbeaten streak.
Yeah, played real well here at the Alphonse against Union before the break. Things kind of clicking together, some players stepping up. And, you know, Coach Barr, talking to him, happy with the culture and where they're at in that standpoint. And there were some players that he was hoping to get more out of. And so it's going to be interesting to see kind of how they utilize this break. And what we see here tonight and this weekend with lineups and personnel, because they've had some issues, as you know. But they seem like everybody's back, according to the last report. They should have a full roster here tonight.
Well, that's excellent to hear. This Alaska Fairbanks team coming in, I was looking, they have one of the, if not the toughest schedules in all of Division I hockey.
Yeah, they are road warriors for sure. And, you know, they were in Duluth last weekend. And they don't go back to Alaska. They made their way over here to Orono, and they've been here all week practicing at the Alphonse. So no jet lag or anything. But they truly have to they have to want it to play for Alaska Fairbanks. I mean, it makes you not want to complain on any of the road trips we have here from Orono. You know, we have some long ones here and there. But it makes you grateful for the fact that you don't have to fly from Alaska to go anywhere they want to go. They definitely have been all around the country already.
Well, so the Black Bears, again, shaking off the rust tonight. They've been practicing, of course, but how important is it for them to get off to a good start tonight, John?
Critical, and that's one thing they've struggled with all this year is that first period start. You know, they need to come out and be tight and not give Fairbanks any opportunities to take an early lead because Maine does not produce a lot of offense, as we've seen so far this year. The goal scoring an issue that's hopefully something they can rectify here in the second half. But I think an early start, play smart, play discipline is going to be crucial. Both these teams have struggled scoring. Both teams average under 2 goals a game. So I think we're going to see another kind of defensive series this weekend. But the Fairbanks coach, he likes his goaltenders. He likes his defense. He's just hoping for some scoring here in the second half for them as well, as we caught up with him this week too. So it should be a fun series.
And Black Bears, their specials were going pretty well before the break.
Yeah, Maine's been good on the penalty kill, you know, the last couple of years, even back to the Coach Gendron administration, the penalty kill was good. The power play at times has been hit or miss. So hopefully they've been able to work on that and button that up a bit. You want to see, you know, players like Jacob Schmidt-Spestrup, he's back in the lineup. He was out with an injury at the end of the first half, so he'll be back in. He's going to be big on the power play. Adam Dahl, hopefully he can start rolling on the power play too. A couple of the senior veteran guys need to step up in that category, so that's going to be crucial, as it always is. And there's actually a new face on the team this weekend too. They've added a defenseman for the second half of the season, Rich. Sam Dewar joins. He was a player who was already recruited to Maine, already planning to come here, but the coaching staff asked him if he wanted to come in and get some playing time now. And, you know, that's happened before. Happened a couple of years ago with Jacob Sirota, and he's now Maine's top defenseman, really. So it could be a good opportunity for Sam Dewar to come in and get some minutes. They had a couple of players leave the team. They weren't getting the playing time that they wanted, so they decided to move on, and that creates an opportunity for Sam Dewar. And it'll be fun to see what he can do with that.
Yeah, and you mentioned the guys leaving the team, and that's That's something that often happens when you've got a new coach. It's nothing against those guys. They didn't mesh with what Ben Barr wanted to do, and so best for everybody if they move on, and it does, as you mentioned, create an opportunity for other people who want to do it the Black Bear way.
And, you know, it's easier now than ever for these players to move on and find a new place to go with the transfer portal and the rules kind of being relaxed. So, you know, it's tough, but if you look at it from the player standpoint, don't you want them to have the best college experience they can have? And if they come to Maine and it's not working out, why not have the opportunity to go somewhere else and play? And it might work out better for them down the road. So you might as well, no reason to stay somewhere you don't want to be. So yeah, a couple players left. Dominic Dockery was one. He's moved on, and Kabori Dunn was the other defenseman. So that opens up some time and some room for Sam Duer. Now, as a broadcaster, Rich, you know, I'm a simple guy, right? Sam Duer, he's come into the team, and he's going to wear number 5, which earlier this year was Kabori Dunn. So that's already thrown me for a loop.
Yeah, you don't need those challenges at this point in the season. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's okay. It'll be fine.
All right. Now, because we've been out of touch here for a couple of weeks, haven't been able to talk too much hockey. What's the road ahead? They've got Alaska Fairbanks this weekend. What's coming up in the near future for the Black Bears?
And, you know, the schedule as it stands right now, next week they're supposed to travel to Lowell. And I'm saying supposed to because all through college hockey and through college football, too, with all the bowl games getting moved around, there's been lots of postponements and cancellations through college hockey. So I think we're kind of in a day-by-day operation at this point because we don't know what's going to happen
right from
one day to the next. Northeastern hockey, you know, obviously one of the teams in Hockey East, they're playing, but without fans in the building. I think New Hampshire had a game that was canceled. So, next week for Maine, as it stands, they're supposed to travel to Lowell to play a couple of games at the Songa Center. That will be another big test and a big Hockey East test for Maine. So that's the next thing after this weekend that the Black Bears are looking at. And hopefully those will stand and be played as scheduled next weekend.
And we talked about it on the air a couple of times this week. This weekend also kicks off the new protocols for those in attendance at games. And the younger fans need to have proof of either a negative test or vaccination status.
Correct. 5 and under. So if they're not vaccinated, it has to be a test from the last 72 hours. And then the mask mandates continue inside the Alphon. So those rules are all available if you want to review them at goblackbears.com. They've done a good job putting those out there for folks. And that's the rule, too, at the Cross Center for basketball. So, you know, if people don't like it, like I just mentioned, Northeastern is not letting fans in at all.
Right.
So I think the opportunity to come in and watch a game and do it with a mask is still a good thing. If you want to come support the team and watch a game, at least we have that opportunity to be in the building at this point in time.
Absolutely. Hey, John, I proudly cast my vote for you for Maine Sportscaster of the Year a few weeks back. When do you hear the final tabulation?
I believe it's in a couple weeks. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Thank you for doing that. It's really neat. And I'm still kind of blown away that I was in the running for it, and I appreciate your vote. I think we find out the 16th or 17th, I believe, is when it gets announced.
Well, well-deserved just being on that final ballot in the first place, and you got my vote. You should be the man. You're always the man in our eyes, John. 7:37 puck drop. You guys are on at 7 tonight on the Black Bear Sports Network.
Yep. Exactly. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you, John. Good broadcast to you. We'll talk again next Friday.
Thanks, Rich. Have a good one.
John Shields, the voice of Black Bear Hockey, with us here on Downtown.